This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Today we're looking at cultural life in the former Soviet bloc, and our next story is about Belarus. 17 years after the USSR dissolved, Belarus is one place where the bad old undemocratic days haven't really gone away, where the KGB is still called the KGB. A few days ago, two American actresses were detained by authorities on their way to appear with a theater company called Free Theater Belarus. It's a small company that performs in people's homes. Aaron Landsman is an American playwright who also likes to stage plays in people's homes and offices.
I do site-specific theater because I am interested in activating or theatricalizing spaces that we go to every day, like a house that people live in all of a sudden becomes something else when there's a play happening there. And as the audience member, you start to feel a little bit like maybe you're an intruder, maybe you're not supposed to be here, and you can question your own role as a viewer.
He got to know Free Theater Belarus after he read an article about them in the paper a couple of years ago.
What I understood from the article was that Free Theater performs in homes because they had to. The government there censors the press in a very kind of Soviet, old school Soviet style way. There's still a KGB in Belarus. There's still statues of Stalin when you go down the street in Minsk. Any kind of cultural expression is dictated by the government. One of the things that attracted me to them was that they said, most political theater is really boring. We're just making the theater we want to make, and we're getting censored for it. We're getting persecuted for it. So they didn't consider the work that they were doing political at that time. It just had a political consequence. From then, I wrote them an email. I never heard back. When I wrote them, one of the things I said was, it's ironic, but I do site-specific theater in people's homes because it's an aesthetic choice that helps the plays that I write, and I understand that you're doing them out of necessity because you can't do them anywhere else. I didn't think about them that much more until the elections of 2006 in Belarus started attracting some press attention. There were protests on the central square of Minsk. A lot of people were being arrested. The election monitors were being thrown out of the country.
Up to 10,000 people braved snow and freezing winds last night to stream into Minsk's broad main square and chant, "Long live Belarus."
So I wrote to them again. "Dear Mr. Collision and Free Theater, please just know I am thinking about you and hoping to raise awareness of your country and your theater here in the States. I hope to hear from you when you are able to write and wish you the best of luck and support. Please also let me know if there's anything I can do to help you. Best, Aaron Landsman." And this time I got a reply.
Dear Aaron, thank you so much for your support and sorry that we didn't announce it before. It's awful. More than 500 people are arrested for the last 5 days. During the night, the camp was destroyed. People are arrested. They stayed in different jails along the walls, and nobody allowed...
It came from Natalia Kolyada, one of the founders of the group. They had just gotten out of detention. Natalia said, "All of us have been detained. Many of us were made to stand up without being able to sit down or use the bathroom for several hours. They took our kids into detention." She said they were in a complete depression over what was going on over there, and I could tell from the email just how freaked out they were.
We need to have this encouragement. We need to understand that if something happened to us, that our friends all over the world will scream.
So I corresponded with them for a few months, and eventually I wrote a play for them. And then finally last year, they invited me to Minsk, and I decided to go and see them perform and meet them. They were using a home that someone had given them as sort of a safe house, and it was basically two rooms, and they blacked out the windows so that light wouldn't come in, and they knocked out part of an archway between the two rooms. So there was this exposed brick and then some makeshift risers on the other side. One of the things I took away from seeing what they did with this space was that all it really demanded was a light bulb and a curtain around the windows and some black paint on the floor, and they had themselves a theater. I think that a lot of the time in New York, we get a little tricked out with the work that we do. There's high-tech visual elements, there's video, there's fancy lighting and sound, but there was something really powerful about seeing pieces in a home lit by a single light bulb. That's the best kind of theater for me, is can it work in a bare room with a single light bulb? Do you ever feel jealous or resentful of those of us who get to work in free countries, you know, who have the freedoms that you guys are trying to make happen?
No, there is no jealous. There is only one thought, that our family will never see how people live a normal and stable life.
Free theater are getting a lot of attention in Europe right now. They've performed at festivals in Greece and all over the UK. And then they go back to Belarus, where their phones are probably tapped and the KGB is harassing their families. I think it's partly just because their families and their friends are there. But also I think it's because they're making the choice to stay and make the country what they want it to be.
People in our country and post-Soviet Union territory, when you are already like 60 years old, it means that life is stopped. Here, it's time to die. You just count the years before you die. And when we go to all the countries in Europe and America, we could see so many people in airports who are not 60, who are 70, 80, sometimes they're probably 90 or more. And they travel. They travel everywhere and they're free. They're free because of the systems of their countries. In your countries, in Europe and America, this is time to leave.
Playwright and actor Aaron Landsman, David Krasnow, and Greta Cohn produced our story.